Day 13 of the Omer. Almost 2 weeks gone. Yesod Sheba Gevura. Gevura. Din. Yesod. The middle of Yosef. The character trait of Yosef. The concept of foundation. The concept of the precursor of the generations to come. It's kind of the foundation of everything. The Yesod, which means foundation. Foundations of a building, of course, are something underneath, something, the things which are hidden, things which are more secret, like the word Sod itself. But without those foundations, the building is flimsy at best, collapses at worst. The behaviors of today, what are the things we can do amongst the many? It's going to be obvious to some, and obviously in a public forum, one's more sensitive to how one actually states it, is to work to avoid anything of an inappropriate nature. That could be in terms of viewing things, speaking things of an illicit nature, nivel peh, the concept of using vulgar speech. All of these are kind of things which go against the foundations of what it means to be a real person. To try and find evidence, the fruits of the work of one's self-discipline, primarily over the course of this week, the week of Gevura, but to actually search inwardly as well as outwardly. Have I changed? Have I worked? Work very hard to try and see, have you grown from that experience? Let's have a little look at this. We've been speaking this week, obviously, the whole week about Yitzchak, because he was the master of Gevura. He was the master of self-control. He asks to be bound at the Akedah just in case a reflex action might make him either strike out at his father or possibly might even invalidate his own position as being an Olah Tamima, this perfect, perfect offering. Contrast the man who's the master of self-control with Yosef, who is another master of self-control, but in this sense, master of breaking desire, which I hinted to when we're speaking about the behaviors of the day. He's also a person who's referred to as a tzaddik gomor, a complete tzaddik, a perfect tzaddik. There's a concept, again, that we've seen going through the Venn diagram of the various characters, the various tzaddikim who represent the midos. And he's known as a tzaddik gomor who never fell foul of the temptations, which he really, really could have. The way that the psukim described, the gemara, the medrash described what Yosef had to go through was a temptation that without Hashem's help would have been absolutely impossible to pass. Where did it come from? It came from his father Yaakov. It says Demus Diukna Shel Aviv. The appearance of his father made him realize not to do this, not to go down the route of falling foul of the temptations which were available to him. Let's not deny that. So let's examine that a little bit, and you'll see an incredible idea. Yosef, the master of breaking this desire, the master of breaking free of that which enslaves the self. Yes, it is that topic that keeps coming back again and again and again. We described quite a while ago the idea that the Haggadah itself, which we began on Pesach, the process which began on Pesach, with a Sipuri at Yetzias Mitzrayim, a telling over of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That same word, Sipur, is the same root of Sefirah, which means to count, Sefirah Sa'omer. So you've got the counting of the Omer, which starts with the recounting of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which yes, Kolamar Bele Slapa Yetzias Mitzrayim, the more you talk about it, the better. It doesn't end on Pesach. It's about telling your own personal account, because behold, Dovado, in every generation, Yosef is the next generation after Yaakov. He is the one who begins the Mitzrayim process. But of course, Yosef, if he's representative of Yesod, also represents the Peros, also represents the procreation of the next generation as well. And that is the process also of Sefirah Sa'omer, where we work towards the Kabbalah Satorah, the receiving of the Torah. amazingly, what we said, the name of the Nesiv Shalom, was that why does the Haggadah have to start with the negative? In the earliest times, our forefathers served idols, or we were slaves to Pari and Mitzrayim, whichever opinion in the Gemara we follow. They are both negative things. Why does it have to be that? So we explain, because if we had started our relationship with Hashem from a point of view of being the most amazing people ever, it means that if something goes wrong, which it clearly did, we would potentially fall away, because that would be Ava Taliyah B'Dovah. That would be love which is contingent on other things. And we've already explained that Hashem had unconditional positive regard for his children, that is us. And the proof is that we started from the lowest point. He says, I'll take you out when you are people who are not to be admired. Amazingly, the introduction to Shir HaShirim, which of course is the Megillah of Pesach and is the roots of Mashiach, as we've spoken about before, the Vilna Gaon brings an interpretation, brings the idea, the moshel, the story of a king who's looking for a bride, and all the other kings around the surrounding nations, oh, we want our daughter to be the bride, but the king doesn't want that. Shema tozer das, he doesn't want them to get all arrogant and, against him. He doesn't want somebody who's going to say, hey, look at me, I'm royal. Note the interesting correlation there with the Megillah of Esther, which we've already explained is part of the connection. He had a Vashti who's really, her presence was Ahasuerus's ticket to real royalty. But of course, she tries to stand up to him, and his malchus gone wrong. That went wrong, and it was eventually Esther, who came from a low nation in his eyes, who actually ends up being the rightful queen and the savior of the story. Says the Vilna Gaon that the king chooses a shifcha, a maidservant, who seems to be, you know, amongst the lowest echelons of society. She happens to have good yichus. She comes from a good family, just in a bad place at the moment. That is the beginnings of the Jewish people. That is somebody who starts in a place of being an eved, a slave, but rises to royalty, rises to be the highest member of the royal family. Now think about this. This is amazing, because that is exactly what Yosef did. Yosef was the original man sold down to Egypt as a slave. He works as a slave. He's a slave of slaves. Eved Avodim, as we've spoken about. He's in prison, the lowest of the low, lower than the other servants of the king. And he ends up being the de facto ruler of Egypt, second only to Paro, and only that because of that contract between the two of them. Bilodai, because he recognizes it's not me, it's about Hashem. And if he relates himself to Hashem, this Eved suddenly becomes a Melech. And that is what happened to us when we went out from being Avodim to be a Mamleches Kainim, a kingdom of priests. It's an incredible thing. And if you consider this, it gets even better. The Kinyan, the path, the traits to work on today in the 48 ways is called Mikra. Mikra, which is literally Torah Shebichsav, is the text of Tanakh, etc. If you look at the Mikra, if you look at the Sedras, and again, this is Nesiv HaShalom speaks about this in Sefiras HaOmer, look at the Sedras that occur during the Omer. It's amazing, because it's Shemini, which talks about Kedusha, the idea of being Misgaber, about making sure that you're careful about what you eat. You've got Tazria Matzora, Acharemus Kedoshim and Emo, which all deal with Inyonim, with ideas of Kedusha, with holiness, which is the idea of Yosef and Yitzchok working together, the idea of making sure that you are a master of Kedusha, being careful what you eat, being careful how you engage with other people in a physical way, being careful what you see. All of these things work together to help you rise to the top, as Yosef did. Yosef, who is the man of Chayin, which we will describe, the Ches and the Nun, the 8 and the 50 of the word Chayin, which is above the natural order. Amazingly, what occurred to me is at the end of all of that, you have this Sedra of Bahar, well, Bahar B'Chukoseh, but Bahar, which deals with the laws of Shemitah. Shemitah, as we've said, is dedicating your time to Hashem through the seven years, which are like the 7 weeks, and you take that time out to establish your relationship with Hashem.